Cowboys Still Don't Cry, a special audio blog for Movember. Mental health is a serious business. But even in the context of the most serious of subjects, a little light relief can often be just what the doctor ordered. So with tongue firmly in cheek, the story continues. It was an ordinary day, and all seemed well with the world. The writer was at their desk sipping their morning coffee, and then it arrived. The first task of the day. It being yet again the month of Movember, the brief was to write something linking mental health to moustaches. What do moustaches have to do with mental health? You might well ask, as the writer did while fending off a nervous breakdown. Minutes passed. Tension mounted. Nothing less than a cavalry charge out of the old Wild West arrived to save the day. Cowboys, as it turns out, still don't cry. Movember is the perfect time to talk about the stigma that still continues to haunt mental illness among men. So, what is the connection between men's mental health, cowboys, and moustaches? There's a lot more to the answer than you might think. Big bushy lip sweaters were as much a part of the Old West as mesquite, tumbleweeds, buffalo, longhorn steers, painted ponies, and the Colt single action Army 45, the archetypal six gun of the American frontier, aka the peacemaker, the equalizer, and the hog leg. And let's not forget Judge Colt and his jury of six. No self-respecting lawman, cowboy, or gunslinger would have been seen dead without a six-gun and a bristling handlebar moustache. Given the proliferation of firearms and the appropriate use of the adjective wild in the descriptor of the Wild West, they were frequently seen, very dead indeed. Six-gun in hand, tashes intact. Famous exponents of the signature Western handlebar muzzy include White Earp, Judge Roy Bean, the ill-fated George Armstrong Custer, Pancho Villa, Emiliano Zapata, and buddies and arch-moustachio rivals Wild Bill Hickok and Buffalo Bill Cody, to name but a few. In the golden age of cowboys, along with bandanas, gloves, lariats, and 12-inch Bowie knives, moustaches were considered essential equipment. The ability to grow a fine moustache in the heyday of the Old West was seen as a badge of manhood and machismo. Among impressionable aspiring young cowboys, the inability to grow so much as a patchy, misplaced eyebrow is known to have triggered severe antisocial behavior. It may be that a conspicuous lack of facial hair so enraged William H. Bonney, aka Billy the Kid, that he killed no less than 8 men. We don't know if his victims had moustaches, but there is evidence suggesting they may have shared a penchant for conspicuous upper lip upholstery. Billy was finally laid to rest, nude upper lip and all, by the magnificently moustachioed Sheriff Pat Garrett. Having connected cowboys and moustaches, all that remains is to explain their relevance to the stigma that continues to shadow mental illness among men. Many of us can look back on pretending to be cowboys when we were kids. Cowboys were all kinds of slow walk and slow talk and six-gun totin' cool. They were paragons of toughness and silent endurance. Hence the origin of sayings like, cowboys don't cry. Well, they jolly well should, and they would live longer if they did. The face under the brim of the sweat-stained Stetson is very often sad. The tall, tough, suntanned drink of water coming through the swing doors of the saloon. Dusty chaps, tooled gun belt, pearl-handled pistols and jingling spurs is a myth. The archetypal cowboy is a shocking ambassador for mental health for a host of reasons. In fact, it's hard to imagine a worse candidate. Your average cowboy was almost always one of a self-selected group of males, attracted to a solitary life for reasons often questionable, if not nefarious. In addition to being isolated and disconnected from family and support networks by distance or by choice, they probably had ASD, interpersonal problems, societal anger, and failed relationships, not to mention a natural proclivity for gun violence. Now imagine putting these troubled individuals way out under the lawless stars of the Chisholm Trail, or into a bunkhouse crammed with a bunch of volatile, similarly afflicted ne'er-do-wells. What could possibly go wrong? Add guns and liberal amounts of whiskey to this psychological pressure cooker, where voicing your pain, or indeed any sign of weakness, carried a stigma so powerful it could actually prove fatal. And stand by for some serious rootin', tootin' and shootin'. We don't see a lot of cowboys in our practice, but we routinely see their modern-day analogues. Dr. Mark Whittington consults with a steady stream of military people, police and fireys suffering from mental illness, often being exacerbated by self-medication with alcohol or other drugs. These people are all fellows of other self-selecting groups whose members, like the proverbial cowboy, are expected to be robust, psychologically resilient and mentally strong. They're expected to be tough. Toughness is the price of entry to their fellowship. It defines them. It is what they expect of themselves and of each other. Tragically, it is also the driver of the stigma that keeps them silent when they could and should be talking about their problems. We really ought to know better by now. But the truth remains that in today's world, sadly, cowboys still don't cry. Which is why in the worst cases, they still die, literally, and often in circumstances where they could have been saved had they only spoken up. 30 years of consulting experience has revealed that these metaphorical cowboys are at very high risk of burnout, often simply because they don't know their own limits. They keep pushing down on that metaphorical accelerator. They push themselves beyond breaking point. They dig deeper, try harder, and ignore all the warning signs. They turn a blind eye to that inner metaphorical red light warning them that a breakdown is imminent. The stigma of being perceived as being weak keeps them silent, all too often, until it is too late. People in cowboy jobs require self-discipline and the ability to control and suppress both their emotional needs and their natural reactions to trauma. These men and women tune out their inner selves, often to the point of becoming emotionally unavailable to their partners. When cowboys get together with other cowboys, they often entrench toxic stereotypes, usually by deriding and laughing at those who were recently among them, but who fell over and are now stigmatized as weak. Subconsciously, all these individuals share the fear that the same thing could happen to them. And they fear the accompanying stigma even more. These misguided men teach their boys that their lot in life is to be tough. Be a man and man up are their toxic catch cries. As long as we teach our sons that cowboys don't cry and continue to exhort them to man up, the stigma will continue to be passed on to poison one generation after the next. The status quo has to go. We men cannot continue to think that talking about our emotional problems exposes weakness and makes us vulnerable. Our sons deserve better. They deserve better role models. The strong, silent type doesn't cut it anymore. They never did. The mortal enemy of a more reasonable approach to men's mental health is stigma. And the enemy dwells deep within us, where it can't easily be reached by mental health education or the latest Are You OK advertising campaign. As men, we have a responsibility to our children, loved ones, and to each other. We have to shift the paradigm, and the only way to do that is to take ownership of our real weakness, our addiction to keeping up a front that makes us appear strong at all costs. This has to change. Expressing emotions is still a weak spot for many of us, and we all need to work towards changing this. We need to learn to tune in rather than out. We need to express, not suppress, because when we don't, we implode. There's nothing virtuous or admirable about suffering in silence. Like cancer, silence kills. Cowboys still don't cry, but they should. The sooner metaphorical cowboys learn to cry long and loud, the happier they will be, and the longer some of them will live. None of us are bulletproof. Only cowboy tears can once and for all wash away the stigma that continues to stain the subject of mental illness among men. Like 10-gallon hats and six shooters, the stigma is a fading artifact of a bygone, more ignorant era. But it's not fading fast enough. This Movember, let us consign the stigma to the pages of history, where it belongs, among the sad, lonely, homicidal, mustachioed cowpokes and gunslingers of old.